congratulations on the new strategy, straight up. Good, fabulous. I've had a look at it myself. Four category of pātai from four different rōpū, from the panel of experts, from pakeke, from Thai pakeke, and tamariki. What are the common questions or concerns being raised by each of those four groups of whānau?
Kaupapa, each member came with their own questions. And so obviously the common themes were around who gets the vaccine, how safe is it, how does it work, how many doses do I have to get? And at that stage when we were filming, we didn't know exactly which one we were going to get. We knew that definitely we'd get the Pfizer one. So I think a lot of those questions have become clearer as time passes. So I think the questions have been focused more around how it works and why people would want to get it.
There had at first seemed to have been a little bit of reticence amongst our whānau to get the vaccination. But have you seen a settling down amongst our whānau, and have you seen a more of a willingness to want to access more robust information around the vaccination?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the people that I'm having a kōrero with are the ones that are already sitting in front of me. So they've already taken that first step to engage with Turuki Healthcare. And so that says something about their health-seeking behaviours. So the majority are looking forward to it, are happy that we can now give it at Turuki. Some of them have had it at their papakāinga, at their marae. Yeah, I think definitely on the whole, the kōrero to me in my own practice feels really encouraging and positive and willing. There are some people who do want to get it but want to wait a little bit just to see, you know, let other people go first. So that kind of feeling towards it. And then some, but less, who are quite clear that they've made their decision that they're not going to have it. And some of them, you know, I worry about, you know, once COVID does come into Aotearoa, that they're the ones that I'm worried, you know, they may have long-term conditions or be older. I'm worried that they're the ones that are going to get really māuiui from it. So, you know, that's the kōrero that I have with them around, you know, them as an individual getting coronavirus.
And what about age groups themselves, demographic groups? Is there more one demographic group more willing to have the vaccine than another? And is there one demographic group that is more reticent to want to receive the vaccine?
I don't really have a good feeling for that. I think for our pakeke, our kuia, kaumātua, who really felt the impact just by virtue of their age, of how society restricted, you know, the restrictions that were put on them last year. I think that they felt that significantly. And even though on the most part it was understood, you know, a lot of our over 65 whānau still work. And so the inability to work was significant for them during those lockdown periods. So I feel like they're very, very willing. But equally, you know, the younger whānau members in our clinic that I've talked to, you know, they're doing it, and mostly for their extended whānau, not necessarily for them. But, I think that they can see the bigger picture.
What about our whānau in the rural areas compared to those in the urban areas and the rollout of the vaccination to them? We see that there may be some operational issues taking the vaccines that far out. If they're not being utilised, then they might go to waste, all those kinds of things. Mm. A little bit easier in the urban areas, not so easy in the rural areas. Is it going to be difficult to reach our whānau in those more isolated areas in the far north and the east coast, as an example?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know that, you know, if you live rurally in Aotearoa, ability to access healthcare is, you know, it's impaired, right? There are not enough providers to be able to meet the needs of our rural whānau. And so that does have an impact on, you know, people's ability to access, whether that's around distance or availability. I think that the move to allow non-registered people to be able to become vaccinators is really important in that space, and that's just come through now. So, you know, school teachers, receptionists, whānau members at marae can put their hands up to become trained to become vaccinators, and I think that that's going to help this issue significantly. In terms of the logistics, you know, we've been doing this right from day dot with the MIQ at Jet Park, and you know, there are really important safety monitoring requirements around the temperature of the vaccine. But I think, you know, that can, they're not so restrictive that you can't do those in remote areas. And I know that, you know, in Te Kaha, they've just had a big day vaccinating on the weekend. So, you know, there are ways that this can be done, but it's about having those champions in the community that have had the training to be able to do it safely.
Have we got enough vaccinators? We see that Minister Penny Henare, he's coming on late, with us later on in the program, but he said that there, about 500 additional vaccinators have just completed their course. Is that enough? Are we getting enough Māori and Pacifica whānau to be able to deliver to our people to make them feel at ease about coming in and being vaccinated?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know about the numbers, but what I do know that at Turiki, we did some training, you know, the proper training for the non-registered staff last or 2 weeks ago. And so that included our whānau support workers, our healthcare assistants, our receptionists, who were all willing to put their hand up, because we're doing a lot of the mobile clinics on the weekend around marae. You know, we were over at Wātea recently. And so having more people available to do that after hours mahi is really important. And so basically we're happy for anybody who's interested to come along and do the training.
One of the things that we're quite concerned about, and when I say we, I'm talking globally, the Māori, Hapori Māori, is we were a bit concerned when Minister Hipkins a couple of weeks ago stood and said that we're tracking ahead in terms of numbers of being vaccinated. He was talking generally across Aotearoa New Zealand, the population, but we know from speaking to some of our experts from Whakakaupapa Urita, from Dr. McCree Jensen, Dr. Rawiri Taonu, say we're tracking very low when it comes to Māori vaccinations. Why is there a discrepancy? Do you know why there is a big difference between the two groups?
I mean, I think, you know, each DHB has their own strategy around how they're going to offer it. And you know, the focus initially has been obviously the MIQ, but then these big supervax centres. And so when you've only got a few sites where, you know, the whole of Tāmaki Makaurau can go, that requires certain things, right? So that requires a car, that requires petrol, that requires time off work to be able to make the appointment. It requires the ability to make an appointment. You know, we've heard that once the over 65s went out, the techs, you know, there were hour waiting lists, hours and hours of people trying to get an appointment. And so all those create barriers. And we know that whenever barriers are around, we're the ones that suffer the most. And so, you know, we're really clear at Turiki that our role is to bring it to the people. You know, we want to be able to do this in a way that is owned by us, mana enhancing, a celebration for whānau. And so that's, you know, on the marae, in our own clinic, in our own hapori. And so we're really happy now, and it's only just happened, that we've got our clinic available for Māngere. So I think, you know, I'm hopeful that that will, those, you know, being local and being from a service provider that people trust and know, is happening around the motu. I don't have a gauge on how quickly it's happening, but I know for us, we're only just at that point now. So, you know, that's, you know, been a delay, I guess, or at least, you know, that's where we are.
Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations on Straight Up on that campaign. Is it going to be rolled out onto Māori platforms? Because at the moment it's on the Ministry website, so it's probably not a website that our whānau would access, well, you know, normally access just because they do. Facebook is probably more of our online platform. So is it going to be shifted off and put onto Facebook as an example?
I don't know what the strategy is, but I know that I just looked on the Ministry of Health Facebook page and shared it onto my page, and Turiki will share it onto their page. So already I've seen a number of shares happening. And I think, you know, we've seen that before, that our own networks are the way that we share. And so, you know, if you are a champion for this kaupapa, please go on to that Facebook page and start sharing. But I would like to hope they've got a strategy, but I don't know.